السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening who are receivers, being a Saturday night when there are so many distractions and attractions, as I always say, for you to sit in this masjid to listen to some talk of deen or to some kalam in which are the praises of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to listen to some tafsir of some ayat or some incident, some hikayat of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, or anything related to deen on a Saturday night, it's a great mujahada. Because there are so many attractions and distractions. And sometimes those invitations and calls are not all shaitani calls. Those calls are sometimes permissible according to Sharia. There is no sin in it. In fact, sometimes it's sawab, attendance of some nikah or walima, provided it is within the parameters of Sharia. So that is sawab. So on Saturday night, sometimes visiting family members that we haven't had an opportunity to visit for the whole year, for the whole month, sometimes meeting some friends. Now, all those things are not haram, it's permissible. But to sacrifice everything and sit here for an hour or so, it is an indication of our love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the desire to bring into our hearts that kind of muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also, that it becomes extremely easy for us to make amal on deen and on sharia. That is the whole purpose of this majlis. By now I have mentioned 120 times that every majlis, every program, every function, if it's a convention, it's a conference, it's a get-together, it's an ijtima, or it is another public gathering, but which has been called for a specific purpose, so then the topic is going to be that which is given to the speaker. And there's nothing wrong. There is so much to be spoken about the whole of deen. It's a package. You can talk about namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, nikah, talaq, buying, selling. You can talk about Palestine, you can talk about Kashmir, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The SWAT rally at present, look at the destruction that's taking place there. How the governments of the world, Muslim governments, have become puppets. How Muslims are prepared to murder and kill and bombard and destroy Muslims themselves. Those who are killing, they do not know why they are killing. And those who are being killed or martyred, they do not know why they are being martyred. That is the sign of Qiyamah. The person who is killing will not know why he is doing it. He is getting instructions from the top. Just bombard this area. He doesn't even know what discussions took place in those corridors in Washington and other places. He is an ordinary soldier, or he is one who is just flying those Air Force helicopters, and he is just getting instructions from above, do this, do that, that's all. So he doesn't even know why he is doing it. What is the benefit of destroying this whole country, or destroying the whole society there, or destroying the life and property of those people there, and especially if they are believers. So the one who is killing, he doesn't know to why he is killing, why he is bombarding, why he is destroying. And those who are being martyred sometimes, they are so innocent and so simple people that they do not know the politics of the world, what is going on. They don't even know. That poor old lady, that little child who is living somewhere, and suddenly a bomb falls on the building and everything is destroyed. Now those people that were martyred in that, go and ask them why they were martyred. Do they know what the politics was of? They don't know that who was trying to become a president and who was trying to retain his seat and who was trying to overthrow somebody. They don't know all the details. They don't know who he has gone to Washington for dollars. So the person who is being martyred, he doesn't know too, and the person who is killing, he doesn't know. That's the kind of society we are living in. So now all these subjects can be discussed. But for every majlis, for every program, there is a certain flavor. Now this is a majlis of Naat Sharif or Islah. So that is what we are going to do in tonight's majlis. And this majlis is more or less an ICU majlis. You say, why do they say the patient in the ICU? I mentioned, I said the ICU, why do they call it ICU? Because most of the time those patients in the ICU, that's about all they do. ICU, you see me, I can't talk, you can't talk. Or if you talk, I do not want you to talk. The patients are told not to talk, and those who are visiting, they are also told. Just pay a 2-minute visit and get out from here, no talk. So what have they really done? The patient has seen the one that came in, and the one who came in saw the patient. So it's called ICU. Thereafter they can call it intensive care unit and everything else. Nevertheless, that's just light-hearted, but I have gone through that, so I know that after the bypass it was ICU, UCE. Nevertheless, so this was for that purpose. Lots of friends, you know, I was away for about 10 days or so. They have some majlis so that we can see you. And I can see you. So this majlis of Naat Sharif, you have heard many times. And I have repeatedly said that what comes to mind, I will read. Sometimes a very intense desire comes to read a certain Naat Sharif. Sometimes a certain nazm. So it is not the voice, it is what the message is in that Naat Sharif. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gul शनों में कोई अपना भी चमन होता तमन्ना है कि गुलजारे मदीना अब वतन होता वहां के गुल शनों में कोई अपना भी चमन होता तमन्ना है कि गुलजारे मदीना अब वतन होता वहां के गुलशनों में कोई अपना भी चमन होता Which person does not desire that he also has some garden in Madina Sharif? where he can remain as a neighbor of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who does not desire? However, desires may come in our hearts. But whether we are honest and truthful is a different story altogether. A person who wants to live in Madina Sharif and die in Madina Sharif, then his lifestyle also must display and project that love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Just claiming that I love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and I want to live there and die there is not sufficient. Wherever he is, if he cannot make it to Madina Sharif, then wherever he is, his talk, his walk, his actions, his deeds, his amal, everything must show that this person is deeply in love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He is an ashiq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we will say that the person is very desirous to be the neighbor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we are not going to have our actions and our a'mal right, then as neighbors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, are we going to give him comfort, happiness, or are we going to cause him grief and pain and suffering? If a person is desirous of living in Madina Sharif, of dying in Madina Sharif, but his actions and his a'mal and his deeds, his zahir and his batin, his outward, his external self and his inside, if that is not in accordance with the teachings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then by living in Madina Sharif, will he cause Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam happiness? Will he give him joy that I now have a neighbor here in Madina Sharif who is my true ashiq and my true lover? Or will it cause him great amount of grief and sorrow and pain? That if you have to look at the external self of the person and inside and his actions and deeds and his home condition, what things he is watching and what he is listening to and what he is doing, if you have to look at all that, if it is nothing but the following of the practices of the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara and the enemies of Islam, so then that kind of person, in other words, people like us, we must not think of others, we must think of ourselves. Then if we live in Madina Sharif, we will give Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam great amount of happiness. If we have a neighbor who is totally rebellious, very, very irritating, very agitating, a neighbor who is very destructive, a neighbor who is always shouting, screaming, causing problem to the neighbor, then will anybody be happy with such a neighbor? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we must be desirous of being his neighbors. And since he is rahmatul lil alameen, so therefore we say that whatever we may be, we know we cannot do justice. But at the same time, it does not mean that we cannot do anything. We must not just say that we can't do justice, we can't be perfect, so what is the sense of really doing anything? We don't say that in other matters. In other things we don't say that. In other things we say, try your level best. If a person cannot get 100% in the examination, so he does not say, then what's the purpose of getting 50%? Or if the pass mark is 40%, he doesn't say, what's the purpose of getting 40%? If I can't get 100%, why should I sit for the examination? We don't say that. So in all other things, we say, well, try your level best, do whatever you can, and then leave it into the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So in the same way, when it comes to our actions, our deeds, we know we can't be perfect. There will be errors, there will be mistakes, there will be shortcomings. But at least we can do something, we can bring about some changes. When a person looks at us, when a person talks to us, a person meets us, he deals with us, he interacts with us, then he sees that this is a Muslim, is in love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the desire is a good thing, but for every desire a person makes an effort. A person is desirous of having a child, legitimate child. We're not talking about illegitimate. So what must he do? He must make proper nikah. After that, it's in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So many people from around the world, they say, we have no children, we are very depressed. We have tried everything, we have tried fertility drugs and we have tried this and tried that, but still no children. So then we tell them that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is in His hands. Either He will give only boys or only girls or boys and girls, or He'll give no children. Read the ayat of the Quran Sharif. It is in Allah ta'ala's hands. Now you did everything. Medically there's nothing wrong. Everything is okay. So now make tafweez. Resign your will to the will of Allah ta'ala. Because in these days, if a person has children, it's a ni'mat. Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked for children. So it's a ni'mat if you have children. And if you don't have, but provided that you bring them up Islamically, you give them the proper upbringing, you keep them distance from all that is haram, you give them Islamic education, together with the secular, the most important thing is Islamic education. So then we will say it's a ni'mat. And for some people in these days, looking at the conditions in the society and the environment and the difficulties in giving proper upbringing, it's a rahmat if Allah Ta'ala does not give children. Many things a person can do if he doesn't have children. So resign your will to the will of Allah Ta'ala. If He gives children, it's a ni'mat. If He doesn't give, it's rahmat. Why be so depressed? Now, all these things we tell them. So desire is a thing that is followed up with some kind of action, then we will say it's genuine desire. Last night in one of the masjids there in Johannesburg, that example came to mind after a long time. Before we gave it many times. But after a long time that example came again to mind, but from a different angle altogether. And that example was of the person who was very, very desirous, in my own words, and trying to explain what Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says there, that this person was very desirous of having a tattoo drawn of a lion on his shoulders. Now this tattoo thing is a modern day art, they call it. Nevertheless, so this person looked for a tattooist and he went there. And said, I want a lion. I'm very desirous, very excited, very happy that I have the tattoo of a lion drawn on my shoulders. So the tattooist told him that your desire will be fulfilled. However, you have to bear a little pain. If you're not prepared to bear the pain of the jab, then you will not be able to have the tattoo of a lion on your shoulders. The jab of the needle. So this person agreed. As soon as the tattooist gave the first jab of the needle, this person started jabbing away, making big noise. Instead of bearing the pain of the jab, he was gifted with the gift of the gab. So this person started saying, terrible, very painful. What are you doing? He said, I'm drawing the tail. So, but cannot that lion live without a tail? Haven't we seen lions without tails? Or will the lion be dead if he doesn't have a tail? So leave the tail out, very painful. He said, alright, we'll leave the tail out. Started again jabbing. Again he screamed and shouted. So what happened now? He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm starting with the leg. So he said, what's the if lion doesn't have one leg? The lion can still live on three. Then when he started with the second leg, he said, what's the if it doesn't have two legs also? He said, left that out. Then he started with the ears, with the nose. Anywhere that he jabs him, he screams and shouts. He says, can't a lion live without ears? Can't a lion live without this? So he said, well, if that is the case, I haven't seen a lion without legs, without heart, without head, without anything. So can you ever have a tattoo drawn? Now that's an example. But what a beautiful lesson from there. Our condition is just like this. If we are told namaz, we say, can't our deen live without namaz? Leave namaz out. I'm doing so much of social work, I'm doing so much of other work, I'm making so much of zikr, I'm making so much of tilawat. If I'm missing my salat, what difference does it make? Leave the head out. Then somebody will say, fasting. He said, fasting is too difficult. Tell me to read namaz, I will read whole day for you. Fasting is difficult. Somebody to give zakat, he says, no, tell me to make ibadat, other ibadat is easy, but to tell me to give money, that is a very difficult thing. So anything and everything that is said, you say, leave this out, leave that out, leave that out, leave everything out. When you talk about libas and dressing, you say, well, leave that out. When you talk about tilawat, zikr, ibadat, you say, leave that out. Everything, if you're going to leave it out, what kind of deen will that be? So we will have to take that pain. If you say, don't cast lustful glances, and no, leave that out. Can't deen survive without that? So this is our condition. So will that person's desire will be fulfilled? He is very desirous of have a lion tattooed. But will it be fulfilled if this is his condition, that he is all the time complaining and he doesn't want to do anything? So like that, we are all desirous of going to Madina Sharif and settling there, and living as neighbors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There won't be anybody that will say that I'm not interested. But then what are we doing here that we can call ourselves worthy of going there? Tamanna hai ke gulzare madina ab watan hota wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. My deep-hearted desire that Madina Sharif should now be my vatan, my place of residence. In those gardens of Madina Sharif, how I wish and how I desire that there should be a little garden for me. Basar ab zindagi apni deyare qudus mein hoti. Basar ab zindagi apni deyare qudus mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Basar ab zindagi apni deyare khud se mein hoti. Oh Allah, how long are we going to live in this country filled with fitnas, fitnas and fitnas? No peace, no happiness, fights, quarrels, disputes, arguments, cinemas, discos, theatres, rave clubs. How long? Basar ab zindagi apni diyare khud samay hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Of course, I've mentioned this many times because it's a repeat, I'm repeating it. That it does not mean that everybody just has to pack up and go. Our madaris have to carry on, our darul ulum have to carry on, our masajid have to carry on, our dini institutions have to carry on. People have to serve all these institutions. All the organizations, all the dini institutions. People have to search and for their livelihood. Everybody cannot go there and start opening businesses. Everybody does not have sufficient income to just go there and relax. Then again, the work of deen has to continue. Tabli or dawat. Go to those areas where deen hasn't reached. Those who are accepting Islam, teach them. Every person cannot just pack up and go. We have to do those works also. But people like us who are doing absolutely nothing, for most of us, then for us we will say they rather go there and settle there and stay there. Instead of staying in this land and carrying on with a life of sin and vice and evil. Although there are lots of fitnas in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, and a person can even there get hooked on those TV channels and those filthy magazines and miss his salat right there next to the Haram Sharif. and he can still engage in ghibat and other kinds of sins whilst he's in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. But in comparison with where we are, if a person wants to save himself, then it is much, much easier there. That is the place that he can save his iman, save his deen, much more easily, if he wants to. If he doesn't want to, then even if he's there, he can still shave his beard, he can still have his pants below his ankle and hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sensitive heart. There too he can still engage in those sins and vices and evils that he's engaging here. He can still cast lustful glances there. Although he knows that every woman that is coming there is the guest of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he knows that what is the danger of casting lustful glances at the guests of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If somebody has got guests and some other mischievous person has to come and interfere or abuse, then what will the host say? That there the host is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So if a person wants to save himself, then it is easy. But if he doesn't want to, then wherever he is, nobody can force him. عزیزوں کو مجھے ایک راز کی ہے اب خبر کرنا. The poetry of Mawlana Badr Alam Rahmatullah Alayh. He said, عزیزوں کو مجھے ایک راز کی ہے اب خبر کرنا. اگر محفوظ رہنا ہو تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا. I wish to inform my friends of one secret now. It's a lengthy poetry. And he says a lot of things there, but he starts off with this. That if you want to remain protected, that means if you want to keep your iman and Islam protected, تو طیبہ میں گزر کرنا. In the latter part, there will be a lot of fitna, so spend your time in Medina Sharif.
جہاں اب پھنسنے والا ہے فتن میں دین و ایمان کے بہت مشکل ہے مومن کو کہیں باہر بسر کرنا.
The whole universe, the whole world is going to get caught up in major, major fitnas. And it's going to be very difficult for a mu'min to reside anywhere outside Medina Sharif and remain protected. So therefore we say, basar ab zindagi apni diyare khud se me hoti, wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. What better mouth than mouth in Medina Tayyib? So many ahadith on the virtues of mouth in Medina Tayyib. In Makkah Mukarrama. We got that one brother on Thursday, he left from there. And they say he was 4 years very, very ill and sick. But he was insistent that he wants to go. So he put on his ihram and he left for Makkah Sharif. He arrived there early morning on Friday, made his Fajr Namaz Sunnat. He made the Sunnat Namaz apparently in the state of ihram, still wanting to go for the Umrah, and he passes away. Juma day, state of ihram, after performing the Salat, what better mouth than that? As we call it, qabil-e-rashk mouth, that we are desirous that we were in his place. So mouth in Medina Sharif, mouth in Makkah Mukarramah, it's a great namat. When we are going to be, our qabr is going to be between the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in qabr for the other pious and righteous people that are buried there. And when the wind is going to blow, you think Allah ta'ala is going to deprive that person who is in between sandwiched, although he may have a lot of sins, but there is great hope of forgiveness and maghfirat, and that is why we ask. Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody asked him, said, why are people desirous to be buried near pious people in a graveyard. What difference does it make? So he didn't reply at that time. Now those days they had those hand fans. You used to fan them, those small fans that you hold with your hand and fan. Or they had the other one that you hang on the ceiling and then pull the string and used to blow the wind. So he waited for the right opportunity and then he said, right now it's very hot, there's a fan. Just move the fan. But on one condition, that the breeze must only affect me, nobody else. That when you are blowing the fan, or we will take our ceiling fans, for example, if somebody says, I switch on this fan, but it must only blow over my head, nobody else's head. Is that possible? Can the breeze of that just limit itself to one person's head? When it's going to blow, all the people sitting under that fan will get the breeze. So he said, I understood. You answered my question. That why are they desirous of being buried where pious people are buried? Is because when the breeze of Rahmat is going to blow over their graveyard, then all the people in the graveyard, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive them. Inshallah.
Basar ab zindagi apni deyare qudus mein hoti wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi ghoro kafan hota wahi jeeta वही मरता वही गोरो कफन होता मुयस्सर बालों पर होते तो उड़कर मैं पहुंच जाता मुयस्सर बालों पर होते तो मैं उड़कर पहुंच जाता ज़े किस्मत के अपना आशिया उनका चमन होता
ओ माय बिलव्ड अल्लाह इफ ओनली आई हैड विंग्स I would have flown to Madina Sharif. How I wish that my nest was in one of the gardens of Madina Sharif. How fortunate are those birds who can take off from anywhere and fly in any direction. No passport, no visas, no accommodation, reservation, nothing. Whenever the desire comes, if we were like those birds, if we had wings, then instead of traveling other parts of the world, whenever the desire came, we would have taken off and flown straight to Madina Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has given us imagination. How beautiful it would have been if this very moment we said that how desirous we have now become of standing at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and reading salat and salam this very moment. So therefore let us all take off and fly in the direction of Madina Sharif. May we flap our wings in a couple of hours' time we are in Madina Sharif. No aeroplanes required, nothing.
मुयस्सर बालों पर होते तो उड़कर मैं पहुंच जाता ज़हे किस्मत के अपना आशिया उनका चमन होता नमाजों में उन्हीं के दर पे करता मैं जबी साही तिलावत का तरन्नुम और जन्नत का चमन होता।
How beautiful it would have been for me to put my forehead there in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How beautiful to do the recitation and tilawat of the Quran Sharif. How beautiful to listen to the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. How beautiful to listen to the voices of different people silently or in whispers or a little loudly reciting the Quran Sharif. How beautiful to listen to the Imam of the Haram Sharif when he emerges from his room and comes on to the Musalla and when he starts the tilawat of the Quran Sharif in the Salah. Ah, what enjoyment. And The gardens of Jannat, it is as if the person is in the gardens of Jannat. Or, the meaning is that the person is reciting the Quran Sharif in the garden of Jannat, Riyazul Jannah. Riyazul Jannah mein woh baith karke Quran Sharif ki tilawat kar raha hai. When the person is reciting Quran Sharif in the gardens of Jannat, Riyazul Jannah. If he stretches his hand this way, a few hands length away, not miles away, a few hands length away, is Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What enjoyment.
Muqaddar se rasai un ke dar tak kaash ho jati आए जा निसारे रोज़े शाहे ज़मन होता। सभी कुछ है मगर जब वो नहीं कुछ भी नहीं हासिल जहां वो है वहीं ऐ काश में जलवा फगन होता।
There can be everything that he says, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not there, then this is nothing. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not in a person's life, his teachings, his sunnat, if that is not in our life, then is nothing. Or if we are in Medina Sharif, if we are not there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if a person cannot get to him there in Medina Sharif, then wherever he is, if he brings the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his life, then he is there. So if we have everything but we don't have Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our life, then we say nothing.
खुदा शाहिद है कि हम सारे जहां पर हुक्मरां होते रसूले पाक की सुन्नत अगर अपना चलन होता
सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। खुदा शाहिद है कि हम सारे जहां पर हुक्मरान होते, वी वुड हैव बीन रूलिंग द होल वर्ल्ड। अल्लाह तबारक व तआला हैज गिवन द मुस्लिम उम्मा और मेड सच प्रॉमिसेस फॉर द मुस्लिम उम्मा। एंड वी सॉ इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ इस्लाम दैट व्हेन द सहाबा इकराम रदियल्लाहु अन्हुम अजमईन हैड नबी अलैहिस्सलाम वे ऑफ लाइफ, देन अल्लाह तआला वाज गिविंग देम विक्ट्री एंड विक्ट्री विक्ट्री अपॉन विक्ट्री, एंड दे रूल्ड ओवर सच लार्ज टेरिटरी दैट इट boggles our mind, baffles our mind, that without the modern day communication and transport, how did they reach those lands and countries and how did they spread Islam? But that was the condition to obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And even today those promises of Allah Ta'ala will be fulfilled if we have to fulfill our side of the contract. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب, یہی اپنی تمنا ہے, یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب, یہی اپنی تمنا ہے کہ پیوندے بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا. ثاقب وزیز لقب حضرت مولانا صدیق بانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. دیکھو, وی ہیو ٹو کیپ دا نیم آف دا پوسٹ فرسٹ, اینڈ دین وی کین پٹ آور اون نیمز اینڈ میک دعا فار اللہ تعالیٰ.
تمنا ہے یہی ہے آرزو یونس, یہی اپنی تمنا ہے کہ پیوندے بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوتا.
This is my only desire. آخر وی پٹ آور نیم, یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب, یہی اپنی تمنا ہے. With true sincerity you may say that that is the last tamanna of ours, that is the greatest wish of ours, کہ پیوندے بقیے پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہوگا, that this body of mine must disintegrate in one of the graves of Madina Sharif, and it must form a patch of the earth in that graveyard where Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, more than 10,000 sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, many of his wives, his children, where they all lie buried. Allah ta'ala must cause our bodies to also become a part of Baqiyya Paak. We know that our bodies, what they have done, what our hands have touched, what our eyes have seen, where our feet have walked, what our minds have thought, each and every individual knows. We know we are not deserving of what we are asking, but we are not even deserving of Islam and Iman. But we say, O Allah, with your kindness, with your ihsan, without us deserving, you blessed us with Iman and Islam. So even though we may not be deserving, for we know what actions and deeds we have engaged in and indulged in, but bless us with your mercy, with your kindness, with your fazl and ihsan, with mouth and death in Madina Tayyiba, cause our bodies to become a patch of the graveyard of Madina Sharif. It is nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala. We must not look at our capacities. Look at Allah Ta'ala's shan of Rahimi and Kareemi. Har tamanna dil se ab rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he said that with regards to Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi said, if I had 100,000 or so, I would have given it to you on this one little poetry. ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. ایک تم ہی سے کیا محبت ہو گئی, ساری دنیا ہی سے نفرت ہو گئی. ایوری تمنا, ایوری ڈیزائر ہیز لیفٹ مائی ہارٹ. The only desire that is left now is that, O Allah, you become mine. I've emptied my heart for you, O Allah. Up till now, my heart was filled with so much of other the desires. But he says, O Allah, I've emptied my heart. That how we have some vessel, some container, something. It is filled with a lot of different items. And then we empty the entire thing for just one item. Sometimes the truck comes with a load of onions, potatoes, sugar, rice and everything else. And they say, we're going to empty the truck and now load it with just one commodity and send it there. Like that, our hearts were filled with, do not know how many desires. But, O Allah, now all desires have left my heart and only one desire is left. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Yehi hai aarzu taqib, yehi apni tamanna hai, paywande baqiye pa, apna bhi badan hota. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ
मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं। अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे सुबह है मेरे ना। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 محمد رسول الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئے، اب تو آ جا، اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn to us. We are ashamed, my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not justifying any of our sins. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, we will face nothing but destruction. Our lives will become miserable. My beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy because of our sins. You love forgiveness of sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness. Allah, Allah, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں. We are drowning in the ocean of sins, my Allah. Who is there to throw a lifeline besides you, my Allah? Take us out of the ocean of sins. You have given men the technology of computer chips, billions of pieces of information. With the press of a delete button, everything vanishes. My beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Make us yours and become ours. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Raufur Rahim. My beloved Allah, we are Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ummatis. Forgive us, forgive us. Forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Rahim, Kareem Allah bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter.
Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are physically sick, we are spiritually sick. Cures all our ailments, both physical and spiritual. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, pray amongst us, bless everyone with kamil shifa. We know that sometimes sicknesses, poverty, weakness, suffering can be a test and a trial and a rahmat in disguise. That even if it is rahmat, my beloved Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Those who are poor, bless them with the rahmat of good wealth. Those who are weak, give them the rahmat of strength. My beloved Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. Bless us with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your maghfirat and rahmat for us. Bless us with rizq which is 100% halal. Save us, my beloved Allah, from any kind of haram going down our system. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Provide us from your unlimited treasures, my Allah. Provide for us from your unlimited treasures of Allah. Ya Allah, you are the sustainer, you are the provider. There is no shortage of halal in your treasures. Why should we go to a haram? My beloved Allah, those students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examination. Make them an asset for the community. Save them the fitnas of the colleges and universities and schools. Put your love in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Hey Rabbi, how caring you are, how compassionate you are, how loving you are, how beautiful you are by Allah. How generous, how kind, how tolerant, how beneficent and merciful. Despite all our sins, you are giving us so much, so much, so much. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Ya Allah, remove the suffering, difficulties, hardship, problems of mankind around the globe, and especially that of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In Pakistan, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, America, Europe, throughout the world, my beloved Allah, the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In Palestine, my beloved Allah, Ey Rabbi Kareem, Raham Farma, Karam Farma. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Surah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made to ask for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. From all the mischief and corruption and fitna, he asked for protection, protect us in the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. The work of tabligh and da'wah, khanqahs, masajid, madaris, all institutions of deen. Bless us with ikhlas in our actions. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. On a Saturday night, my beloved Allah, with great hope they have raised their hands before you. They have distanced themselves from all the attraction and distractions of the outside world. And after listening to the Naat Sharif and Zikrullah, with great hope we have raised our hands before you. Ya Allah, whatever good wishes, good desires and tamannas in the hearts of each and every one, fulfill those good wishes. Nek tamannao ko pura karde. Nek maqasid ko pura karde. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the weakness, the tests and the trial of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, we cannot know the difficulties of every individual. But you are well aware, this very moment, my beloved Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing each and every person's mind with regard to his own difficulty, hardship, pain, and suffering. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove those pains and sufferings and hardships and difficulties and tests and trials. Sab ko nek bana de, ek bana de. Hum sab ko nek bana de, ek bana de. Se razi ho ja. Allah. Allah. Rabbana. Taqabbal minna. Inka anta as-sami'ul qareeb. فتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.